Onunla gelmek yerine hesya gelmem önce meşallah gaya. Çakşığın yeni tam yeni tasmayın şu yukarı benim. To prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial. In other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. When Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, "Where is your Lord? Is he present in this pillar?" Prahlad Maharaj fearlessly replied, "Yes, my Lord is present everywhere." Therefore, to convince Hiranyakashipu that the statement of Prahlad Maharaj was unmistakably true, the Lord appeared from the pillar. The Lord appeared as half lion and half man, so that Hiranyakashipu could not understand whether the great giant was a lion or a human being. To substantiate Prahlad's statement, the Lord proved that his devotee, as declared in Bhagavad Gita, is never vanquished. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Prahlad Maharaj's demoniac father had repeatedly threatened to kill Prahlad, but Prahlad was confident that he could not be killed since he was protected by the Supreme Lord. By appearing from the pillar, the Lord encouraged his devotee, saying in effect, "Don't worry, I am present here." By manifesting his form as Nrisimhadev, the Lord also preserved the truth of Lord Brahma's promise that Hiranyakashipu was not to be killed by any animal or any man. The Lord appeared in a form that could not be said to be fully a man or a lion. On this day of Lord Nrisimha's appearance, I'd like to think back a few years when this temple was being attacked by unknown dacoits, and thank them so much for doing that. Just like we also thank Hiranyakashipu, we're very grateful to him for being such a great rascal that the Supreme Lord appeared to protect his devotees. So just like this, these dacoits came. Who knows what was in their mind? Well, we know what was in their mind. Money. We can steal something, become rich. So they were representatives of the mood of Hiranyakashipu. So by their endeavor, they were thinking of some very small, insignificant thing, how to get some sense gratification, I should have wanted to steal the deity, he did also. Anyway, that's another story. So they were thinking how to exploit the Lord for their sense gratification. So the Lord appeared to protect the dham. Anyway, he's the protector. I mean, dham doesn't need protection, but still the Lord is a person. And he takes various forms to fulfill different functions in relationship with his devotees. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who in his original feature is known to be extremely sweet, Krishna, Madhurya Vigraha, he is the form of sweetness that is unimaginable by those who have no experience of that. Anyway, the Lord is sweet. You see all the different forms, Ram, Nrisimha, Varaha, Kurma. Sweetness is the characteristic of the Supreme Lord. It's not that other forms of the Lord are dry and boring. They're all very sweet. But Krishna means concentrated sweetness. So he takes different forms to manifest different moods in which different features of his transcendental personality are manifest for his own pleasure and for the pleasure of the devotees, which is non-different actually. Because the Lord takes pleasure in giving pleasure to his devotees. That is his
reason for his existence. The Mayavadis, like Hiranyakashipu is another Mayavadi. He doesn't believe in the form of the Lord. He thinks, I've become God by my own power, by my own austerities. He's taken the position of God, so he thinks. So he's another Mayavadi. So to prove, that's one of the reasons the Lord appears, to prove that I'm real. I'm really a person. I'm not just some kind of philosophized Vishnu. The Prabhupada says the Mayavadis, they worship five forms of the Lord, including the philosophized Vishnu. They kind of philosophically relegate him to a universal function and worship him with the idea that by my own philosophy I will become Vishnu and more. So to prove to the rascal Hiranyakashipu that I exist and I protect my devotees, Nrisimhadeva appears. Very sweet form of Nrisimhadeva. Not sweet to Hiranyakashipu. Anyway, he doesn't know what sweetness means. He can't appreciate the sweetness of Krishna. So the Lord appears in a form so kind to Hiranyakashipu that he can appreciate. If the Lord had appeared as Krishna playing a flute, and Prahlad, he also knows about Krishna. Matiya na Krishne paratasvatova, he said. He told Hiranyakashipu that persons like yourself, my dear father, you can never understand Krishna. Hiranyakashipu was saying to him, what is all this God? What is all this nonsense? Prahlad said, you can't appreciate it. Because you have already taken a vow to live in another way, grihavrata. I will simply enjoy myself in this material world. So you cannot understand Krishna because you've taken a vow not to do so, and Krishna helps you to forget it. That Krishna also states in Bhagavad Gita. Tasya achalam shadham tameva vididhamyaham. Those who are desirous to forget me, Krishna says, that I, sitting in their heart, help them to make very firm faith that Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they desire so. So Prahlad Maharaj, he's also described as Krishna Graha, means he's captured by Krishna, just like a different planet. There are different planets that influence you. Sometimes people say, now I'm in my Rahu period. Seems like mostly everyone's in their Rahu period all the time. So, or I'm in this period or that period. It means you're influenced by a graha. Graha means just planet, but not just a planet, but one that captures your mind and influences. So Prahlad Maharaj is described as Krishna graha. The Krishna, just like a planet, has captured his mind and made him like a crazy man. Always thinking of Krishna, sometimes crying, doesn't know whether it's day or night, sometimes laughing. So, Krishna could have appeared as Krishna. But, there were various reasons why he didn't appear as Krishna. The one reason is stated here in the purport. So, satyam vidhatam nija vritya bhashitam. To fulfill the words of his devotee, the Lord appeared. So, nija vritya, this Prahlad Maharaj had said, yes, my father is in the pillar, but another servant of the Lord is Lord Brahma, who had already given the benediction to Hiranyakashipu, you will not be killed by a man or an animal. So Lord Vishnu is not a man or an animal, but he has various forms that are known as Nararupa, Narakriti. Narakriti Parang Brahma, that is stated in the Shastra Sangha, that the Supreme Absolute Truth takes the form of a man. So, if it had been that he had taken the man-like form, the Lord has various man-like forms, or rather, men have Krishna-like forms, that's more exact. That's not that the Lord has a form like a man, but rather, men in this world have a form like God. So God's man-like forms, there are several. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ram, Chandra Bhagavan, Balaram, Vamandev. So these are all Vishnu Tattva forms of the Lord, who's looking from our vision like a man. And from Krishna's vision, we look like him. That's more in tune with the ontology of what's going on in the universe, that God is, he's God, we're not God. So if he had appeared in such a form, he could have thrown his Sudarshan Chakra. Well, Krishna has various ways of killing people. Sudarshan Chakra is his favorite way. There is many different ways of killing people. So Hiranyakashipu, just as the Sudarshan Chakra is just between here and before it gets to his throat, he could have called out, Lord Brahma cheated me. Because he sees Krishna or Vishnu as a human being. So this form that he appeared in, Namrigam Namanusham, is not an animal. Can't say, what is that? Is it a lion? No. Because a lion doesn't have legs like that. Is it a human being? No. Because human beings don't have faces like that. Or claws like that. So is it a man or is it? It's Narasimha, the Supreme Lord. Half man, half lion. So he has appeared in this form, very fierce form, very sweet to the devotees. But Hiranyakashipu, he doesn't understand sweetness. If Krishna came playing a flute, he would think, oh, who's this? Who's this useless person? He appreciates, because he's on the platform just thinking, power, might, nastiness. If we think of Hiranyakashipu, what is the main feature of his personality? Nastiness. He thought he would become God, not understanding that the supreme feature of the Supreme Lord is his supreme sweetness. He thought it's just power, and then power is to persecute others. So he became, within this universe, the supremely nasty person. And he attained perverted pleasure by giving pain to others, by being nasty. That was the way he imitated God. So, Nrisimhadeva appeared just to reciprocate with the mood of Hiranyakashipu. That you're nasty, I'm more nasty than you. You're angry, I'm more angry than you. You're powerful, I'm more powerful than you, rascal. So this was a form that Hiranyakashipu could appreciate. That, oh, this is God. Playing with someone playing on a flute, that's not God. But some very fierce form, oh, this is, in the beginning he didn't think superior to me, but he experienced some fear. Now that's something that Hiranyakashipu hadn't been experiencing for a long time. Maybe he didn't experience throughout his life. Fear, he must have felt some fear of death, because he petitioned Lord Brahma that you make me immortal. So he had some fear of death. He was an intelligent person, misused intelligence. So he realized that, well, there's no use to it. You see, I did all these austerities, but now anyway, if I have to die, what's the use? I got all this power. What's the use of being powerful if I have to drop down dead? So he thought, let me get a benediction that I will become immortal. He was aware that there's death. Mrityu sarva haras chaham. Death takes away everything. He doesn't realize that Krishna is the form of death. But he was afraid, I'll have to die. What's the use of all the acquiring power unless I can enjoy it undisturbed for all time? So he asked Lord Brahma to make him immortal. And he must have felt some fear towards other living beings, because he asked for the benediction that I cannot be killed by any man or demigod or beast, either of the land or the water. So he must have calculated that, yes, I'm vulnerable. But after getting benedictions from Lord Brahma, cannot be killed in the day or the night, cannot be killed in the land or the sky or the water, it cannot be killed inside or outside. He was covering all the different angles, so he thought. He thought he was very intelligent, but he didn't realize that God is always more intelligent than he. So he felt some fear, but after getting the benedictions from Lord Brahma, he became fearless. And he was aware of the Vedic principles, just like Ravana, he was the son of a rishi, son of a muni. So only after getting the benediction from Lord Brahma did he start to persecute the brahmanas, stop the yagyas, because he felt fearless. Previously he didn't do that, because he knew that there are the laws of the universe, the laws of karma, are very powerful. But he felt so much fearless, he thought that even the universal laws cannot touch me now. Lord Vishnu, he can't do anything. None of the demigods can do anything. He was fearless. He may have forgotten what the emotion of fear is, because no one could stand before him. Even Indra, so powerful. Indra gets his position by performing austerities. But before Hiranyakashipu, he wasn't before Hiranyakashipu. That's it. He was away, a long way away, hiding away. So when Nrisimhadeva appeared, then again he felt, oh, what is that within my heart? Some feeling of... He didn't want to admit it. So when he attacked Lord Nrisimhadeva, he attacked, but he couldn't help it but to close his eyes, because he felt afraid, just like the rabbits, when the dogs come to attack them, they run away, and in the end, when they can't run any further, they simply close their eyes. Nothing else to do. They can't stop the dogs coming to kill them, but they just close their eyes, and just too horrible to see. They can't, they're too much afraid. So Hiranyakashipu was again experiencing fear, then he could realize in his heart of hearts, actually, this is God. There's someone superior to me. So the Supreme Lord appears in such an apparently horrible form. Actually, the devotees take pleasure in them. But it's such a severe form that unless one's really a devotee, one can't appreciate it at all. I remember many years ago in London, we had this, in Bhaktivedanta Manor, this picture of Nrisimhadeva. Was huge painted. I'm not sure if it was the original by Jadarani or a copy, maybe it was the original. So that was put in the temple room, but then Mukunda Maharaj said, I think we should take that out because, you know, so many people are coming. And, you know, the average stiff upper lip British, they won't really appreciate it. They go, well, what's this? And say, this is God. There are blood spattered everywhere. And this is, I mean, this is what you plan to do if you become more prominent in society. Maybe. So it's not something that we can ordinarily relate to. Generally we think of God, he's very kind, he is very kind, very sweet, he is very sweet. But we don't, it's maybe difficult for us to relate to God as someone who rips out the intestines with his fingernails, rips out the intestines of certain people. But that is Lord Nrisimhadeva, proving for all time to the bands of demons that he is God, he is always God, and there's nothing you can do to take his position. You can imagine, by his grace, you can for some time imagine yourself to have become God. But eventually he will always come before you and show that actually you are not God. I am God. That's the way it was, is, and always will be. So for your sake, I'm very kindly appearing in front of you and just proving you are not God, you cannot be God. Why don't you surrender to me? That would be more intelligent, better than getting your intestines ripped out. So that is required for the demons. That they, not by logic, not by reason, not by coaxing, Matyena Krishna Paratasvatova Mitovi Gatita Krihavatana Madanta Govya Vishatanta Vasri Punah Punas Charvata Charvananda. Because they have convince themselves that the only goal of life is simply to enjoy the senses, and no question of controlling the senses, even we'll go to hell, but whatever we do, we shall never ever accept that Krishna is the goal of life. Not by you. You can't convince us, because we have decided, we've made a vow, we shall never be convinced. So Krishna has his ways of convincing. Ultimately it comes to that. Therefore we hear Srimad Bhagavatam and we try to convince others and try to convince ourselves that it's better to be friends with God for our own sake. If we actually desire our own self-interest, Nati vidu swartagatinghi Vishnu, another phrase of Prahlad Maharaj. If we actually desire our own self-interest, our own self-interest is not to try to imitate God, but to recognize that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Better to be friends with a severe personality. He's severe. He's very sweet. He's very severe also. It depends how you deal with him. Yayata mam prabhadyante tans tathaiva bhajami aham. So he can be more sweet, more kind, more loving than we can imagine. He can also be, if we desire to reciprocate with him in that way, or if we desire to reject his sweetness and lovingness, his love and his kindness, then he can also be more severe, nasty, and harsh than we can imagine. Why is that? That is his love. That is another manifestation of his love. To convince those who will not be convinced by any other way, that actually you should surrender to me. If you don't surrender to me, I'm going to be on. Surrender means you get under and I'm on top. That's my position. You can't get on top of me. You can never do so. Your self-interest is to be under me. So if you don't recognize that, I'll show you how you should recognize it. So it's no fun to be on the wrong side of God. You can imagine yourself for some time to be in that situation, but you cannot maintain such a position. So why don't you be sane and simply surrender to Him? So that message we can learn by hearing about the appearance of Lord Nrisimhadev. We're fortunate enough to hear this. We have to see what is the position of our own minds. When the Lord Nrisimhadev appears, what will be our reaction? He appeared here. In Mayapur, Nrisimha Chaitanya. Many times Chaitanya and Chaitanya Bhagavat, Devyas, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he uses the name Gaura Simha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden form, just like a lion. So, one time, just up the road here, now there's a road, you know, there would have been a pathway at that time. At the house of Srivas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Srivas, "You please recite Vishnu Sahasranam." So he started reciting, and you'll find very early among the thousand names of Lord Vishnu comes the name Narasingha Bapu. He, the Supreme Lord, who has taken the form of man and lion. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing this, he entered into the mood of Lord Nrisimhadev and ran out in the street, roaring with a lion-like feature. Can you imagine? Sometimes even now in India, in the village, if it's next to the jungle, sometimes a tiger comes into the village. Now if you go to the zoo, you can look at the tiger. But you can just imagine, if you're in the street and a tiger comes, just try and imagine how fearsome, and mostly they come in the villages looking for food, and not chickens, looking for human food. That's why they come in the villages, otherwise they don't come. Man-eaters, they come in the villages. So it's no longer he's inside the cage, rather you looking at him, it's rather he's looking at you. Looks pretty tasty. So it's very fearsome. So just like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running in the street manifesting a lion-like form and everyone ran away in fear. They thought he was going to catch them and gobble them up. A lion is extremely, extremely fierce. And then he stopped and thought, oh, it's all in. Oh, I've committed a great sin. I've given pain, mental pain to so many people. Shiva said, no. Anyone who saw you in that form, they achieved the highest benediction. So he appeared here. He appeared, actually that Ahobanam is there in South India. So that's said to be the appearance place of the Lord, although actually from the Bhagavatam we understand that it was in the palace of Indra. It said here, Stambhe Sabhaya. So Sabha, that means the court of Indradev, which he had taken, Hiranyakashipu had overtaken by force. So Stambhe, in the Stambha, from the pillar, Lord Nrsimhadeva appeared. So he must have been pretty big. He has a huge form. So it's a huge, must have been a very impressive palace. Indra doesn't live in a hut. He lives in a very impressive palace, we can imagine, with huge pillars. So it's from one of these pillars that Nrsimhadeva appeared. We can just imagine the situation. Of course, we hear about it and we hear, Nrsimhadeva appeared, So maybe something like watching the news or something. I hope you don't watch the news, but I guess it's better than watching Tom and Jerry. But even if you're living in Mayapur, why watch the news? The news is that Radha Madhavara dancing with the Sakis. That's the real news in Mayapur. So no need to watch this bogus news, what all these demons are doing. Anyway, if you see on the news, you'll see what's going on. I just saw the newspaper. Gram Bangla Rakta Snan. Bloodbath in the villages of Bengal. Means there was an election. So, sitting, you can read it, or you can see the news. But can you imagine what it's like to be there? Or to be in it? You can watch the news, but can you imagine, what's it actually like to be in Baghdad when you're sitting there, and any time the bombs can drop? George Bush's gift to the Iraqi people. A few bombs here. So it's terrifying. It's in that situation, and all of a sudden a bomb drops just close by. Or you see the bombs is coming, it's going to land right on my head. So it's a terrifying situation. If we watch it on the news, you say, 200 people killed in Baghdad. That's old news. But it's extremely frightening, that fear. It's an extremely strong emotion. The Supreme Lord is Rasamaya, full of exchanges of love with His devotees. These are based on various bhavas. There's sthayi bhava, vyabhichari bhava. So these moods, they're very strong and they influence how the Lord, the rasa, the devotees are feeling. So there are different moods that devotees feel. And the Supreme Lord is an intense person, so fear anyway is a very intense emotion. Fear, then love, chivalry, all these different moods, very intense moods. So fear anyway is an extremely intense mood. So, when the Supreme Lord appears, what an atmosphere He creates. We can just imagine what is the atmosphere in Indra's court. That Hiranyakashipu is there, he's taken over the universe, he's sitting in Indra's court, and all the demons are with him, and they're feeling, great, we took over, our boss is on top, no more Indra, we did it, we're here, Hiranyakashipu did it, Hiranyakashipu ki jai, he's done it, he's proved that all these demigods are useless, Lord Vishnu can't protect them, he's also useless, this is where the demons are thinking. So they're all there, and Hiranyakashipu is taken over. But after some time,
not very long, Hiranyakashipu, not that he's ruling very, now I'm satisfied, I'm very peaceful, but he was very dissatisfied. And he was always chastising everyone unnecessarily, and even the demons who had helped him to take off, well, he did it by his own power, they were his henchmen. But they're also afraid of Hiranyakashipu, because he's an unpredictable, moody kind of rascal. And he's always drunk. And you never know what he's going to do. And any time you could be his right-hand man, he could just lop your head off. You know, so it's a very tense kind of atmosphere in the palace. Because he's a demon. And he's just a demon. And he's giving everyone so much trouble. And he takes pleasure in giving trouble to others. So Hiranyakashipu's there. And Prahlad, his son, is not cooperating with him. And everyone knows, it's an open secret in the palace, that Prahlad is disturbing Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu wants to force him to do what he wants, but he's not doing it. And there's nothing Hiranyakashipu can do to stop it. So it's the talk, it's the whisper, the gossip that's going around, this Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu has tried to kill him in various ways. He also wants him to be just like himself. He wants him to be an expert demon, expert in political maneuvers, killing, biting. But Prahlad is not cooperating. And Hiranyakashipu is trying to kill him. But he can't kill him. So it's an extremely tense situation. Because everyone knows Hiranyakashipu is really upset. He's got, anyway, he's always disturbed, but now he's really got some reason to be disturbed. It's extremely, apart from anything else, it's extremely embarrassing for Hiranyakashipu. He conquered the whole universe, but he can't even get his own little boy to do what he says. His own little son is openly defiant. And it's not that Prahlad is like shouting at him or yelling at him or stomping his foot or any such thing. He's just not cooperating. He's smiling at him. Do what I say. No. Hare Krishna. So it's a completely embarrassing for Hiranyakashipu, and anyway his mind is disturbed, and he's getting more and more disturbed, and he's taking it out on others, and thinking what he can do to squash this problem. He can't do anything, he's completely powerless, he's totally frustrated. He thought, I'm just going to enjoy life, and all my demon friends and my family will cooperate with me, and he never predicted, as he said, this Prahlad, he's like a thorn in our side. You can't be happy. It's just like you may have money, wealth, women, so many things, but if someone pokes a big thorn in your side, then it's always painful. So like that, Hiranyakashipu was like a thorn in his brain, a thorn in his consciousness. He was always upset and disturbed, so it was creating a very tense atmosphere in the whole palace, and you just don't know what's going to happen. With Hiranyakashipu anyway, you don't know what's going to happen because he doesn't follow any Vedic injunctions. He's not sworn to any code of morality. The only guideline for his activity is what pleases me at any moment in time. A whimsical personality. So to be whimsical and powerful, to have both facets is very dangerous. Kshatriyas are supposed to be trained to control the senses because they're very powerful. And they can do anything. They can harm others. So Hiranyakashipu was very extremely powerful and at the same time extremely whimsical, very angry by nature, and now he's just getting more and more and more angry and more and more and more disturbed. And Prahlad is just completely peaceful. Because that's his nature, Prahlad. Always happy, because he is a servant of Prahlada Lada Dai, Nrisimhadev. He is the giver of happiness to Prahlada, who is always happy. So this is the situation, and the demons themselves, they don't know what's going to happen. What's going to come out of this? What's going to happen? It can't go on like this. It's just becoming more and more and more and more tense, and Hiranyakashipu is trying to kill Prahlad, and he can't, and we don't know, he might just kill us all, and You don't know what this guy is going to do. It's a very dangerous situation. If you're around a big demon, you're never safe. If you're around Krishna and you're a devotee, then you're always safe. You feel safe, even in the most unsafe situation. But if you're a demon or if you're anyone and you're with Hiranyakashipu, someone like that, then even he may be favoring you now, at any moment he can just turn. There are many such persons, just this Saddam Hussein was just kicked out, Stalin, people like that. At any moment, they are prime supporters. They can, if they feel that for any reason they distrust them, they can just immediately kill them. That also that Trotsky, is it in Russia, that he was with Lenin, and he was a main leader, and then he just left because he was going to get killed, and he got killed anyway. So you can't trust. Everyone is very afraid that this Prahlad, you know, is just causing us so much. All the demons in this Prahlad is causing us so much. Why doesn't he just cooperate? And what's wrong with this guy? Maybe some of his uncles or his aunts brought him and sat down and said, Prahlad, you know, it's all right, this worshipping Krishna and this and that, but you know, you should be a good boy and do what your father says. And after all, your father loves you. And you know, he only tried to kill you for your own good. But you know, really, you know, it's causing us a lot of problems. And why don't you just stop chanting Hare Krishna and be just a normal demon, like all of us? But Prahlad couldn't be convinced. So the whole situation was getting extremely tense. And Hiranyakashipu is getting more and more and more and more and more angry all the time. So much so that he did we might consider it's a pretty crazy thing. That he asked Prahlad, is your God in this pillar? He's everywhere, he's in this pillar. Yes. And then he broke the pillar. That's a pretty stupid thing to do, actually. I mean, you have to be really, when you're angry, you do stupid things. He has his nice palace, and why should he break him down? So he wasn't expecting what was going to happen next. No one could have predicted. In fact, this form of Nrisimhadev, even Prahlad, even Lakshmi herself, it said she also had not seen such a form. A completely unpredictable kind of form. That all of a sudden, there was, from where the pillar had been, there was a huge form, which made Hiranyakashipu look like a little ant. That actually, Nrisimhadev could have just trodden on him also. But after all, he's a respectable personality, so Hiranyakashipu. So, to give him some credence, he gave him a fight. He didn't have to fight with him. He could have just blown on him and blown him over. But anyway, he went through the procedure of having a fight with him. And he also enjoyed it, because after all, when you're angry, you have to let him, you feel like fighting. So Nrisimhadev, he felt, anyway, this rascal is here. But what was everyone else thinking? What was Hiranyakashipu thinking? He saw some huge, massive, never before, no one had imagined there could be even such. You don't imagine there can be a half man, half lion, and especially so huge, just like the sky, towering up to the sky he appeared. So, that's him. Except that was amplified many times, so Hiranyakashipu's eardrums were bursting. So that's very, of course when you're sitting here, we're all safe and we're sitting like this, but you're just like that. You can imagine if you're in a forest and all of a sudden you see a tiger or a lion and he roars and then you become very afraid. Even if you're just sometimes if you're in the dark, you can't see, maybe down at the edge of a forest you hear some roaring sound. And you know some lion is close by, or a tiger is close by, and you become very afraid. So Hiranyakashipu saw in front of him and heard the roaring of this extremely angry, lion-like form, and he was looking at him. Yes, it's you I'm angry with. And others saw him also, they couldn't reckon, who is this? Prahlad Maharaj knew, this must be my Lord. Because one thing, only my Lord can take such a form. Another thing is that I had said he's within the pillar, And Hiranyakashipu broke the pillar, so it must be him. It must be him. Lakshmi didn't recognize. Who is this? Although we say Lakshmi Narasimha, she's the eternal consort, but the Lakshmi that may be, the Lakshmi who's present within this universe generally is the consort of Lord Narayana in Shvetadvipa. So she accompanies Lord Narayana. She's always massaging his feet on the Shvetadvipa, on the Kirodak side of the milk ocean. So she didn't recognize. There's another manifestation of Lakshmi is the eternal consort of Lord Nrisimhadeva. But she doesn't have her, now she's here in this world, but she doesn't live in this world like Lord Narayana does, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. Her residence is with the Supreme Lord in Vaikuntha Loka. So that manifestation of Lakshmi, she also didn't recognize that, actually this is my husband. She didn't recognize such an angry form. And no one else, even the demigods, they were afraid. Everyone was afraid. Hiranyakashipu, he was also making a brave show, like, I'm not afraid, but actually he was afraid also. And in his heart, he knew that, I'm going to get my heart ripped out pretty soon. He knew that now it's all over. You can't maintain. For some time, you can be a demon, you can be very powerful, you can be a controller, just for a little time, just like the cat allows the mouse to play, for a little time. And then it will all be over, because the universe is created, maintained, and destroyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And no one can interfere with that universal order. The Lord gives them an opportunity within this material world to play being God. But ultimately, He shows that He is God. Nrisimhadeva appeared to give his mercy to Hiranyakashipu, his mercy to Prahlad Maharaj. They both got his mercy, but they both appreciated him differently, and therefore the same form that was full of anger was appreciated by Hiranyakashipu out of fear, and he got the mercy of being killed by Nrisimhadeva. And Prahlad Maharaj also got the mercy of the Lord, recognizing, this is my Lord. Let me offer him a garland. Let me offer him prayers. Let me bow down to him. Let me surrender to him. So that the Lord gives mercy to everyone, but according to our ability to appreciate with him, he gives us mercy in different ways. So we can hear the pastimes of Lord Nrisimhadeva and pray for his mercy. How should we pray for his mercy? Well, if we're a devotee like Prahlad Maharaj, then we can understand that he will protect us. He will protect us means that Kauntiya Pratijanihi Nami Bhakta Pranashyati, that even though devotees, their physical body may be destroyed, but their mood of devotion, that will be protected by the Lord. He will never allow them to forget him. Even if the devotee sometimes tries to forget the Lord, he will never forget them. So this way the Lord is protecting the devotees. Prahlad Maharaj also teaches us to pray to the Lord, to Lord Nrisimhadeva, that you have killed the demon Hiranyakashipu. You are famous for that. But there is a bigger demon. Prahlad Maharaj is praying. I also have demoniac desires for material enjoyment within my heart. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj taught us how to pray to Lord Nrisimhadeva, that he may appear within our hearts and destroy the demoniac desires, which are just like those of Hiranyakashipu, to try to enjoy this material world. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Tejase Abhiradhi Bhava Vajra Naka Vajra. Lord Nrisimhadeva, it may seem, sometimes people ask us, why Gauriya Vaishnavas are worshipping Lord Nrisimhadeva, who is a Vishnu form of the Lord, and we are supposed to be worshippers of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's worshippers, or principally, they gravitate towards worship of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan.
Although we find among the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was Nrisimhananda Brahmachari, who was a worshipper of Lord Nrisimhadev. So there was at least one worshipper of Lord Nrisimhadev in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we also find there were devotees of Lord Ram, especially Murari Gupta and Anupam, the father of Jiva Goswami. But generally, the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under his tutelage, they gravitate towards the worship of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So then it may be asked that why do we worship Lord Nrisimhadev? So that's there, that the Lord is protecting us. This form of the Lord, although certainly the Lord in all his forms protects his devotees, paritranaya sadhuna, vinashayata dushkritam. He appears in every age to protect and uplift his devotees and destroy the demons. But particularly this form is manifest specifically for protecting the devotees. This form is, other forms, they have other specialities. But this form of the Lord, we can, by his very form, his very form and personality is especially suitable for the purpose of protecting, for destroying. The protection involves destroying. Protection involves violence, or at least the threat of violence. Just like the police, they're supposed to protect you. So why? How do you feel protected? Because you know if anyone comes in who's breaking the law or unduly causing us disturbance, then the police will do something. And if the persons try to do so, go on with their nonsense anyway, then the police will take action and ultimately violence. So violent protection means that there's some forces there, some power is there. You can't, if you're powerless, you can't protect. Just like in this country, the government appears to be powerless to, actually in most countries, the government is apparently powerless to protect the citizens. You can't, your property, your life, your money, your wife, nothing is safe. At any time, anyone can just come and do something, and the police or the powers that be, you can't expect much help from them. So protection means that there are bad elements in society. So the government should be so powerful that those bad elements know that it's not worth my while to try to do anything wrong because I'll be punished so severely. It's not worth taking the risk. So in this way, the Lord appears in a form which shows his power. Again, if Krishna had come with his flute, then Hiranyakashipu may not have taken him very seriously. But he took very seriously. Immediately he took very seriously the form of Nrisimhadev, manifest, roaring, lion-like features. Immediately he took, this is something he could relate to. Flute, he can't relate to that. He doesn't, sweetness, he hasn't got any sweetness in his personality. But force and power, he immediately relates to that. So, that is one reason that the devotees, they supplicate Lord Nrisimhadev to please protect us in this very dangerous world. This world, in the modern age, it's very dangerous because the king or the ruler of the country is supposed to be the representative of the Supreme Lord and wield power to protect the citizens on behalf of the Supreme Lord. But we don't find that taking place nowadays. That the citizens remain unprotected. The rulers don't rule on behalf of the Supreme Lord. Rather, they declare proudly that we are a secular, or that's another word for atheistic, ungodly state. There's a separation of church and state. They call this as they consider this to be a principle of good government. Though actually, good government means that the ruler, he must rule as a representative of the Supreme Lord. But now they want to even deny that the Supreme Lord's got anything to do with it. I got in power by votes, not by the mercy of the Supreme Lord.
So in this godless society, the devotees, they particularly remember the fierce form of the Lord who will protect his devotees in all circumstances. And there are many, many instances of this, especially many times we find our devotees doing Harinam Sankirtan. In India, still mostly you don't get so much trouble and do that, but sometimes in certain countries in the West, previously more than now, not so much nowadays, but previously, going out in the Western countries, in many countries, on Harinam Sankirtan meant that you could fairly well predict there could be some trouble. Either the police or just some local brigands, they might attack you. It wasn't unusual. Either some local people will just attack you doing what they consider to be their duty as good citizens, or the police may just come and arrest you. So many times our devotees, especially when people would attack, and our devotees, what are they going to do? They chant prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev. But many, many times we see how the demons, and especially blowing the conches also, and immediately the demons become bewildered, and they don't know what's going on, they feel afraid, and they run away. So we can invoke the protection of Lord Nrisimhadev, Prabhupada also. Actually, this prayer that we chant daily in the temple from the Dashavatar Stotra that begins Tavakara Kamalabharenaka, and then the prayers from the Nrisimha Purana, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to quote it, Namaste Narasimhaya Prahlada Ladidayan. We sing these two prayers together every day after aratis in our temples. So that prayer, Namaste Narasimhaya Prahlada Ladidayan, this is actually from the Nrisimha Purana, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to recite this daily when he would enter the temple of Jagannath in Puri, because at the entrance there is the deity. The entrance means that there is a temple of Lord Nrisimhadev. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would offer these prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev daily upon entering the temple. So when Prabhupada was very sick one time, this must have been about quite early, about 1968, something like this, then he taught the devotees to chant these prayers, actually, for Prabhupada's protection. That you please, Lord, he taught the devotees to chant these prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, that you please protect our spiritual master. So we may invoke the presence and the blessings of Lord Nrisimhadev to protect our bodies or the bodies of other devotees, so that they may go on with their devotional service. That is not, to invoke the Lord in this way is not undevotional. Generally we don't ask the Lord for any personal benediction, but it is within the realm of devotional service to ask for the Lord's protection for ourselves or for others, so that we may go on with our devotional service, understanding that ultimately everything is in the hands of the Lord, and if he wants to take us away, or then that is also his wish. But we may invoke the protection of the Lord in that way. So the Nrisimhadev, also we worship him for that purpose, that we may have so many demoniac desires within our hearts, even though we're trying to worship the Supreme Lord, we find that within our hearts there are so many desires which are not at all suitable for devotees, which are suitable for demons like Hiranyakashipu. And we may find that these desires, they very strongly manifest within our hearts, even though we're trying to be devotees. So we pray to Lord Nrisimhadev also, that you please appear within our hearts and destroy these demoniac desires. If you can destroy such a great demon as Hiranyakashipu, which you can certainly do, because you are the Supreme Lord, and even though no one else was competent, Indra wasn't competent, Brahma wasn't competent, no one else was competent to destroy Hiranyakashipu, but you did so very easily, because as Prahlad Maharaj told Hiranyakashipu, your power and my power, which is greater than yours because I can defy you, is we are both getting power from the same source, which is He who is the supreme powerful personality of Godhead. So, certainly the Supreme Lord is competent to kill Hiranyakashipu. So we may ascertain that these desires within our hearts, they're very strong and very powerful, and I don't feel strong enough to control them or destroy them. So, you are the Supreme Lord, you are Rishikesh, you are the master of the senses. You will take the form of Nrisimhadev to kill all demons. Now I'm finding that I have such big demoniac desires within my heart, so you kindly appear, and just as you rip to shreds mercilessly, out of your mercy you mercilessly ripped Hiranyakashipu to pieces. So you kindly rip to pieces those demoniac desires for material enjoyment, so that I can worship you properly. So Lord Nrisimhadev has appeared here out of his causeless mercy to give benedictions to the devotees, and although Nrisimhadev is very fierce, when Lord Nrisimhadev, especially that the Lord has so many forms, Nrisimhadev is not always like this. He's not always in this pose, getting ready to rip Hiranyakashipu apart. So we see there are other forms of Nrisimhadev also. And generally, the worship of Lord Nrisimha, it's quite popular, especially in South India, especially in Andhra Pradesh. But we'll find that most of the forms, they're not this Ugra form, this form where he's just ready to kill. Mostly they were the Yoga Nrisimha, other forms where he's more peaceful, and mostly with Lakshmi. Not with Prahlad Maharaj, a very more peaceful form. This is an extremely intense form of the Lord. So he's manifest here in this Ugra Nrisimharup, this very intensely angry form of the Lord. But actually, as you all know, your residents of Mayapur, you know much better than me, he's not like that, actually. You can say. That's stated in... Where is it stated? Anyway. When the Lord, when Nrisimhadev appears, deity form, in another temple complex, then he takes the mood of the presiding deity. So, the presiding deity of Mayapur Dham is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most merciful, compassionate, kind form of the Lord. So Nrisimhadev, although he's fiercely ready to kill Hiranyakashipu and fiercely ready to kill the demoniac desires within the heart of those who thus petition him, actually he's very sweet and very kind, and he's very, there are some deities, they really reciprocate very personally with their devotees, very personally. And there are so many pastimes already, even though this particular form of the Lord he's always present in Mayapur, he's right there at the Yogapit, and Bhakti Rao Thakur also worshipped him. He's also come here to ISKCON. He thought, I'd also like to be part of the ISKCON compound. We have so many devotees here, so I'd like to be there also. So he's very, he's reciprocating with his devotees in so many wonderful ways, which I think you know so many pastimes of Lord Nrisimhadev here. He's only been here a short time. Of course, for him, everything's a short time. I mean, the whole life of Lord Brahma is a short time, but from our vision, he's been here for a very short time. But already he's reciprocating with his devotees in so many wonderful ways. So it seems that he's having some kind of competition with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that who will be the most compassionate deity here. So he's very, very kind to his devotees, And we can especially pray to Lord Nrisimhadeva, and especially on his appearance day, we can pray to him that you please appear in my heart, destroy all the nasty desires, and protect my devotional service. I also